So, first impressions of Bonnaroo. If you've never set up a tent before, now is the time to try. But actually, the time to try now, that is, should be way before you ever get to Bonnaroo, because out of our entire caravan, we had just pitched our tent most recently. We did it over the weekend, and for us, it was a cinch. We were the first tent up, even though we were the biggest. So, first axiom, practice, practice, practice. Second axiom, organize before you get here. Our car was already sort of divvied up into in-the-tent stuff, out-of-the-tent stuff, and valuable stuff, and as soon as we had our tent all set up, it was very easy to sort all that out. Everybody else who just had a mess of stuff in their trunk was busy with the mess of stuff that's on the ground. But that's all just the camping life. Outside of the camping life, there's the finding center stage life. They do give you a map when you come in, but you're on a 700-acre farm. I don't know how many city blocks it is, although I'm sure it would have behooved me to figure that out before I headed here. But depending on the luck of the draw and how early you hit the festival, you can get a primo spot just outside the center, or you can be stuck way, way, way in the back. And if you're way in the back, that means there's a half mile to a mile almost until you reach the center, which makes planning your day a little bit hard. It's not like you can just swing by your house to pick up some water. So I guess the next thing I'll have to say is once I actually find the entrance to the concert. But at check-in number one, I have to say, it doesn't seem like it's worth all the fuss. You have to be a special kind of survivalist, sadist, to really, or masochist, to really enjoy anything of this scale. Over and out.